are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:34 p.m. I'm telling you, this show covers some major ground across the northern half of the beautiful state of Alabama, from way down south of Birmingham to on up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back on over to Gadsden, even pieces of Georgia and Tennessee and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. That's right, by golly. All right, hey, you know, before you go any further, I got to tell you, the Elm Foundation, one of our new sponsors, Elm, E-L-M, the Elm Foundation does some really cool stuff. Well, it got even cooler because I got an email from Melissa from the Elm Foundation, which, by the way, stands for Expect Little Miracles. The Elm Foundation clarified for me, they don't, when they take charitable contributions to do the things they do, they don't take those for anything for operating costs. Any charitable contribution goes straight into their programs. Not many out there that can do that. So the Elm Foundation, they do amazing work to help people that are disadvantaged right now, to give them what I would call a hand up as opposed to a handout. We're going to get them on the show sometime soon. I want to have them on here to tell you more. But they do all kinds of direct services to individuals. They work with the community, nonprofit agency, doing great things for people that need a hand up, but not just throwing money at the problem, literally providing opportunities for people to better their position in life. And all of their operating costs are paid for. And so what they do is raise money just to do these programs. Very cool. Love it. You can check them out. Their website is Elm HSV. That's E-L-M-H-S-V, as in Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org. Check them out, and I think you'll be impressed. We're glad they're on the team. I got to tell you, one more thing I want to talk about. I'm going to, you know what, Boomer? I just made an executive decision. I'm an executive.
So you're an executive. What's the decision?
The decision. Is that French?
Decision. Dijon. Decision.
Do you have any Grey Poupon? That's an old commercial. The decision is that the third dipper, I'm moving it to tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
It's too good. You saw how much stuff I've got.
There's a lot of stuff. Scott and JT and John are gonna be sad.
Because Adventures in Woke World was one of our best.
We need some laughter today.
I got some stuff, but I'm not sure most of this would have made you laugh. Some of it would have made you throw your radio across the room. But do people still have radios in their room?
Ooh, well, they have their cell phone, which acts like a radio.
Okay, throw your cell phone across the room.
Yeah.
All right. I do want to talk about this, because here's something that really just chaps me, all right? Chaps me is the fact that this special session right now, apparently the governor, I've got this on good authority. I've been talking to members of the legislature. My understanding is the governor made clear she didn't want any other bills being brought to the floor in this special session. The way it works, by the way, is when they're in regular session, you can drop in any bill you want to. When you go into special session, technically you've been called in by the governor for a special purpose, and she puts in the call what that special purpose is. But the legislature is still the legislature, and the Constitution of the state of Alabama allows them to do additional business if they have, and I'm going from memory, but I want to say it's a two-thirds support to allow certain things to happen. My understanding is that State Senator Garland Gudger from over in Coleman, has a bill. I like this bill. And this bill he was promised he would be allowed to bring it up in the special. The reason why that's important is because in a special session, the focus is narrowed and you can get something done a little quicker than just getting it lost in all the morass of a regular session. In a regular session, you're going to have 1,000-plus bills. In a special session, you may have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I did multiple special sessions in Montgomery, and there were times when there was one bill, there were times when there was 2 or 3, and there's always something extra that people want to try and do. Sometimes you hold it at bay. But the thing is, in this case, Senator Gudger, who's a pretty good dude, Senator Gudger from Coleman, he allegedly had been promised that this would move forward in a special. Here's the bill, and you're going to want to know this. It's Senate Bill number 2, and what it basically says is, we will never again in Alabama let people die alone in the hospital or the nursing home. Never. That the bill would allow for a patient or resident to designate their visitors to be able to come in, and that no emergency orders or rules can prohibit family members and close friends from going to the hospital to see their loved ones. How many people do we know of? It's maddening to me. In fact, I know one that literally died alone because they were not allowed to have visitors. And then at the same time, there's the physical contact piece. Well, they have COVID, so you can't give them a hug. Screw that. I want to hug my grandmother. I will. I want to hug my loved one. I just certainly will. I said several times on my show in the past that if Charlene had been hospitalized, I'd have been sneaking in the back door of the hospital, finding a lab coat and pretending I was a doctor and finding my way to her room. And by God, nobody's going to stop me. That's just the way. And that shouldn't have to be that way. So I love this bill. And we're going to keep track of this thing because what happened is there's a House companion bill. The way it works is you drop a bill in the Senate. It may travel through the Senate process and go downstairs to the House. But you can also have what's called a companion bill. You can have the exact same bill dropped into the other body, and they're both traveling, and then whichever one moves the fastest, you go with it. So there is a companion bill. And the companion bill was basically left off the table, if you will. It was allowed to die. The companion bill did not move in the House because the House was too busy spending money and writing checks in 3 days. And now what we've got is the Senate. And I am told that there are members of the Senate, and I hope this is true. I do. I've already talked to at least three members of the Senate who are ticked at being told what to do by the governor and being told that this is what you'll spend it on and being told we're going to get in there and get this done. And the only people who made the arrangement were the pro tem, the Speaker of the House, and the governor. Those three people decided what was going to happen. That is not the way it's supposed to work in a representative government. Now, I understand there will always be conversations where leadership is in the conversation and comes back and tells you how it went. That happens. That happens in any organization. But leadership can't tell you not to participate when your job is to participate. And if you want to make an amendment, go to the floor and make the amendment. Take the up or down vote, see what happens. But I'm hoping right now that what we're going to see is these six members of the Senate that I'm told there's at least six, I'm hoping they're going to stand up and say, you know what? If you're going to do that to Gudger's bill, if you're going to promise we can do something and then pull back on it because you made a deal with the governor, then guess what? We're about to slow this process down. And I've seen it happen, man. I've seen it happen more than once. I've seen some amazing filibusters that were based on nothing but you offended me, and I'm about to slow this process down. And usually it's the Democrats doing that to the Republicans. But I've seen some Republicans go down to the floor and say, stand there in the well of the Senate and say, well, I've done it. There was one spending spree going on, and something happened, and I went to the podium, and I said, Madam President, because it was Governor Kay Ivey, who was Lieutenant Governor then, and I'd like to be recognized. She said, the floor recognizes Senator Williams, and I said, this stops now, and the whole room got quiet, and I said, we're done. We are done. And Madam President, I'm going to start my first hour. That's where the filibuster starts. And so at that point, everything got quiet. And that I didn't do that often, but it's an option that is available. And I'm really hopeful that Garland Gudger and some of the others who may be offended by the way this was handled about, yes, you have a promise, you can get it done. Oh, no, I tell you what, we're not going to do that anymore. This is a good bill. There are people that died by themselves who should know that the legislature finds this to be a special issue, an issue worthy of special consideration in a special session, because we're just coming out of a pandemic, and the last thing we ever want to see again is Granny dying by herself. Shouldn't be allowed to happen. Shouldn't be allowed to happen. Pass the freaking bill. And by the way, make it a special moment. You can still do this. Senate leadership, you can bring that bill up and you can allow it in, but it didn't come to the floor already, I know. And it could have, which clearly indicates to me they're probably not going to do it. In fact, there's even a story on Alabama Daily News that says that Garland's, Senator Gudger's bill, Senate Bill 2, did not come up on the Senate floor and makes it unlikely to pass now. Well, here's the deal. You slow the process down, you get the bill out. You give it an up or down vote, you send it to the House, you make them deal with it. Make them deal with it. And the Speaker of the House can decide whether to leave it in his basket and not take it out and let it die in the basket. That can happen. or the Speaker of the House could take it out and say, oh, I understand that the Senate has decided to delay voting on the budget bill until we consider this in the House. So I guess we're going to, you know, it's amazing what you can do if you know how the procedures work. So I'm curious to see what's happened, but this is a good bill. I like it. Can you imagine in the future if Alabama was the state that had a law that said, oh, by the way, you can't stop me from hugging my wife and seeing her in the hospital? I don't think you could have stopped me before. But wouldn't it be nice if we had a law that said we'll never let that happen again? All right, Boomer, take me to a break, brother. Well, I'll tell you what, on the way out, I'll be telling you guys, ZLA Solutions, you heard Andrew Ford here in studio yesterday. ZLA Solutions is doing an amazing job at putting people and jobs together. If you need a job, they're on the website right now at ZLAUSA.com. But if you're an employer needing people for your workforce, my gosh, they had an amazing year last year, and they're still working to put people and jobs into employer groups left and right. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They'll help you out at ZLAUSA.com, ZLA Solutions. All right, folks, we'll be right back wrapping up the day. Stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative, especially with bumps like that, Boomer. Lord, have mercy. Hey, listen, let me tell you guys real quick before we go any further, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Some of y'all are on the way home right now. You're in the car and you're thinking about tomorrow already. Got to come into the office, but so-and-so time. You got to be wherever you got to be. Let me just suggest this to you. Oh, blow off the usual drive-through biscuit. Don't just drink the smoothie in the car while you're driving. I mean, take a moment. Get out a little earlier. Stop by Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of two locations in our listening area. One's on Hughes Road in Madison going out towards City Hall. The other's on South Parkway in Huntsville, down yonder by Whole Foods. Either one, stop by in the morning. On the way in, give yourself an extra few minutes. Get some of their amazing award-winning coffees. They got the dry roast, light, medium, and dark roast coffees. They can grind the beans fresh, make it for you. They've also got all the what Charlene calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, espressos, the lattes. And then they got the food, man. They got wraps. They got waffles. They got the womelet, which is a giant omelet with all kinds of stuff in it to include tater tots, and they cook it in a waffle iron. Just Love Coffee Cafe. It is worth a little extra time in your morning. Start your day off right. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. And do me this big favor, when you check out at the counter, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I love that. All right, Boomer, the March Madness bracket.
Ooh.
All right, so tomorrow's the deadline.
Yes, it is.
How many folks we got in it right now?
We have 99.
99?
99.
I guarantee you 100 because I'm doing mine tonight.
There we go. But I will say we have 99, guaranteed 100 because you're about to do yours.
Yeah.
But like 40 of them have not submitted their picks.
People.
You're in the bracket, guys. That's awesome. But you have to go back in just to make sure your picks have been submitted. And if you don't know how, go to our website. www.rightsideradio.org in the top right hand corner.
Yeah.
That's where you click to join the bracket, but there's also another little button that says instructions. I just put it on there for y'all, just in case you don't know how to do it.
And it's actually it's pretty intuitive. It's not hard to do.
No.
And the instructions are there like with screenshots of how to make things happen just in case you're getting stuck on something.
Yeah, it was just a little confusing. Right when you join, it looks like you're part of the bracket, which you are. But you haven't made your picks yet. So that's the little confusing part. I can see where that gets a little confusing.
Yeah. Either way, it's still cool. So if you haven't done it, here's the deal. By noon tomorrow, I think it's noon Eastern time. But either way, by midday tomorrow, you have to – we need you. Come on, join our Right Side Ruffian bracket. So the March Madness NCAA tournament starts tomorrow, and we've got roughly 100 people already that are in our bracket. And so there's going to be prizes.
Yes.
At the end of this whole thing, We got some ruffian swag.
It's going to be fun because during the games and after the games, there's going to be a new leader after every game probably. Ooh. It's going to be fun.
100 people in there.
100 people. It's going to be fun to join.
So by noon tomorrow, what do you think we're going to have?
Oh, I think we're going to be up to like 115.
I'm going to say 127.
Ooh, all righty. That'd be awesome. Yeah, jump in, guys.
All right, so the website, in case you didn't hear it, rightsideradio.org. That's our website. And when you go to it, doesn't matter which page on the website you're on, because we got a ton of stuff on our website. Lots of doings. All the doings are on that website, rightsideradio.org. And at the top of every page, though, it says, join our ruffian bracket. It has a little March Madness symbol there. And it's also got, like Boomer just said, he made a separate instruction tab in case you're getting stuck on something. Mm-hmm. You can open up a new screen, read the instructions, and do it, you know, go through it. But either way, get her done. And you know, I don't track basketball. I'll be honest with you. I never have. I like basketball. I'll go watch a game. I like being down in the arena and hearing the crowd and all that. But I've never just tracked it.
Yes.
And I can't. I know people who can tell you stats from games 10 years ago. I'm not that guy. So I'm going to be the one picking out a bracket and hoping for the best. And since I like Auburn, I'll just keep telling them they're going to win. But you don't have to know a lot about it.
No, you don't. This is just for fun, guys. And it has all the teams on there for you where you can just click it and it moves them on. So you can do what McQueen did and just choose the prettiest, jerseys.
Well, it's all for fun until you get close to the end. Then it gets real serious.
It gets real serious.
And by the way, you know, when you have that many people in, you think, okay, what happens if you have 30 people that all pick the same two teams?
There is a tiebreaker.
There's a tiebreaker, which works by?
Yes, you have to choose the score of the last championship game. And so it's very, 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 very rare that anybody's with all the different teams they choose and stuff. It's very rare that there's going to be a tie.
But if there was, we'd still honor it.
We'd still honor it.
Yeah. We'd make them, we'd throw them in the ring. Two man enter, one man leaves. Thunderdome. That would be hilarious. The Ruffian Thunderdome.
Oh. Yes.
All right. And tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow's going to be a good one. Tomorrow's going to be a good one because it's not just Adventures in Woke World coming back tomorrow.
Ooh.
It's also Boomer and McQueen tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Boomer
we
and
love
McQueen.
That day.
That's my favorite day now.
Oh, it's a good day. It's making me enjoy Thursdays.
Because your lovely wife joins us.
That's right.
Sooner or later, I got to get Charlene to come in here and help me with my answers.
Oh, see, that would be a blast.
We could sit here and just y'all sling questions and I'll look at her and go, What do I say, honey? That's because that's the way it works at home. Anybody believe that? Well, I will say this, though. The guys on my team overseas, they called her the Sergeant Major because she was the only person that could say things that I needed to hear sometimes.
Hey.
More than once, one of the guys would go, sir, are we going to have to call the Sergeant Major? Freaking no. Stop it.
Shh. No. Quiet. We're at 100.
Are we really?
Already at 100.
Somebody just joined in while we were talking.
Somebody just joined in.
I like it. I like it lots. You did good on this, man.
Hey, thanks.
You're good. You're good. I'm looking at the text line. We got people like Britt from Athens is putting his picks in tonight, he says. JT from Lacey Springs says, real men don't read instructions. John from Lexington, South Carolina says, your bracket is in if it shows points used. And so that's true. That is true. And then John from Huntsville says, Phil, just do the opposite of Charles Barkley, and you'll be fine. Oh, my gosh. We got a great audience. All right, listen. We're going to be back tomorrow with plenty more, all right? Adventures in Woke World is now shifted to tomorrow, probably first out the gate when we get back. Do your bracket, all right? Get on there. Join the ruffian bracket. And you don't have to be a basketball expert. Just do it. And then the other thing I want to point out is what Boomer also did for us is on that website, on the page where it says live stream, where you can go and watch the show while we're doing it or, you know, pick up the audio. At the bottom of the page is a button now that says resources. If you hear me rattle a piece of paper because I've got an article for a dipper, all those resources are now available to you every day. So you can go grab the same stories in case you want to read them yourself or send them to somebody. So we're doing lots of stuff here, advancing the cause of conservatism. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you then. right side ruffians out there.